We are live at the Millennial Times Podcast with your hosts, Uriel Osuna and Jokey Malou. What's up? What's going on, Jokey?
What's up?
All right, guys. So we have decided to take this episode into a new avenue, and we wanted to talk about the NBA. So we have been talking a lot about business, and we appreciate that you guys have been following, giving us feedback. Now we wanted to talk about, you know, just get away from the business side and start talking about the fun side. So we wanted to talk about the NBA, where it's at, how the finals went, and just start comparing how things were then in the NBA as they are now. So talk to me, Jokey. Do you think the Raptors should have won the finals? Like, do you think like it should have happened like that?
To be honest, I'm not making excuses for the Golden State Warriors, but if everyone in the Warriors were healthy, it would have been Raps.
It would have been Raps. Yeah. Look, because you're talking about, you got KD, you got, Steph Curry, you got Iguodala, you also have Draymond Green. It would have been a different game. Well, they were already giving them problems, and that's because they didn't have KD.
Yeah.
But the second they, like, Klay Thompson, like, hyperextended his knee when he came back from the dunk, then they started getting momentum, and then they started.
Yeah.
I think right now, I think the way it went, I think it's good. But if you had a full healthy Raptors versus a full healthy Warriors, the Warriors should have won.
Easy. Like, yeah, so the Raptors got really lucky that two of their players got injured.
Yeah.
Because don't get me wrong, Kawhi would still go to work because he's Kawhi. You know, he's like one of the best. I think he's the best right now.
I think so. He's huge and he can shoot anywhere.
Yeah.
Boy can shoot threes.
Mm-hmm.
Boy can shoot threes. He's like... Easy. Kawhi, not even Kobe. Kawhi, boink. Kawhi, that's gonna be the new one.
Yeah. So,
dude, even Marc Gasol can shoot.
Yeah, and a lot of those.
That's huge. Shoot.
Yeah,
dude, but he can shoot threes.
It's crazy. And like, yeah, like, what do you feel about, like, how do you feel about free agency?
Bro, I was watching that, man. D'Angelo Russell going to the Golden State Warriors. Now, I mean, I think that's a good move.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's going to be enough to take him to the top. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's going to be enough. I mean, it'll give him a chance. They're for sure going to the conference. That's what, like, I don't have a doubt in my mind. But then now, the West has always been hard.
Yeah.
The reason why the Lakers didn't go to the playoffs this year is because LeBron was hurt, and obviously there was a lot of turmoil with the Lakers. But now LeBron's coming back, right?
Yep.
So, and they have Anthony Davis with them now.
Yeah, that's
so,
a really good player.
Yeah, so they're gonna, you know, it's gonna be a lot of bully ball. Now here's the only issue I see with the Lakers not taking it far is they don't have any 3-point shooters.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, who do they have? Like, they traded all of them, but I mean, like, right now, like, who
literally
do they have?
Literally none. Like, rookies. Can't even depend on rookies. Those are, like, not even, like, good picks. To be honest, the rookies are good, but, like...
But not NBA Finals material, though.
Yeah,
they haven't been there yet.
They don't have the experience, so... You're depending on rookies. You're depending on Rajon Rondo, who's ending his, like, prime. His prime ended, like, a few years ago.
But... Well, I feel like his prime ended when he left the Celtics.
Damn.
He's older,
that's,
you know?
That's true, yeah.
I mean, because how long ago was that finals? That was, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a long time. When Lakers-Celtics, that was a... Ooh, that dude, those games were juicy.
I remember that day.
Dude, yeah. That was, like, 10 years ago.
Shit.
Dude, yeah, but Lakers-Celtics was good. Because you had D-Fish versus and Kobe. And then you had Pau Gasol versus Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen. Like, literally opposite reciprocals. Those games were juicy, bro.
Yeah.
Juicy.
Like, yeah, those games were hella good. Now it's like the NBA is like... I don't know, like, the East is, like, it's super weak if you really compare it to the West, like you said earlier, like, how the West is competitive. The East is, like, you already know who's going to take it far. So, let's say Kawhi decides to sign, like, a one-year deal with the Raptors, you know? If that happens, I see the Raptors going to the finals.
Again?
Yeah.
Really?
It sounds crazy, but yeah.
Yeah, I
don't see the Nets. I see the Nets going, like, elite playoffs.
Yeah.
They're not going to go far because they don't have Durant, you know? And, you know, Kyrie, like, if he's by himself, he really can't handle the pressure, you know?
Well, now KD's with the Nets, but he's not healthy yet, though.
Yeah, so he's missing a year.
Dude, that was a nasty Achilles tear, bro.
Yeah, that was bad.
That was nasty. You just see the boing.
I blame the Warriors, man, for pressuring him.
Yeah, if he wasn't healthy, he shouldn't have been playing.
Yeah, the medical doctor, you know, you got to remember, like, the medical doc, the team doctor is getting paid by the team. So he does what the team wants, basically.
Which sucks, but it's like, oh, put him in there or you're fired.
Yeah,
and then what happens?
You know? Put him in and then you injure him and then that's like, he's not going to, he's mad. Now he's mad because of that.
Yeah, because the thing about that, he's not going to be the same. Like, KD's going to lose a couple points on his stats. Like,
he'll probably be 80%. He'll be better. Don't get me wrong. Like, he's still going to be good compared to, like, other veterans and all that. But he's not going to be 100%. I'll probably give him, like, 80%.
Yeah. But a nice week from experience is, like, when I tore my Achilles, mm-hmm. wasn't the same. Especially mm-hmm. in soccer when you kick and stuff like that. Like, my right leg's fine. But when my left, like, it feels a little tight. And when you're playing, it's yeah. fine. But at, like, fourth quarter, nah, man. Not you'll feel it at the end. You'll be like, oh, you know what? I need a sub.
That seems like a painful injury, man.
It is, damn. Man. It's like cutting your foot off. Because it's the tendon that's connected to your heel, right? Mm-hmm. The only thing besides your tendon that's attached is literally your skin and bone. That's
shit.
It. That's literally, it's like literally cutting off your muscle.
Damn.
So that's how the injury is. But yeah, so I see that. So what I see on the East, I see Toronto making it. I see Milwaukee making it.
Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee's good. Milwaukee's good. They're a force to be reckoned with. Like they're growing.
Yeah,
they're growing.
Definitely.
Like this wasn't their year, hands down. But they're growing. Like, did you see how they were doing the entire season?
Yeah, they're the best team.
Yeah, weren't they undefeated?
Yeah, they're beating a lot of teams, you know, and they have the best record in like in the whole NBA, I believe. And then shit happens, you know, like. Giannis didn't really show up. He showed up, but like I believe they're leading, right? 2-0?
Yeah. They were leading. That's what's crazy. And then they gave it.
Yeah, they gave it.
So I think like the Bucks learned a lot from this because mm-hmm. they were like, okay, like, well, we'll be all right. And then the thing, you can't do that though at a, because they lost at the conference final.
Damn. Yeah, you can't really be comfortable, you know. And it's like a life lesson, you know. Like, you make it to the top, you can't really be still and be like, I did it, bro. Like, I'm going to chill now. Like, you got to want more.
Yeah. And then once you hit finals, like, then that's when you really got to push it. Push it to the next level.
Yep.
Yeah. I think that's what happened with the Bucks. It looked like they weren't playing with heart. Like, cause they got a bunch of talent, but they weren't playing with heart.
Yeah, a lot of those guys, too, are young, too.
Yeah, so they're probably getting lazy. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have the experience. You know, they can't handle the pressure. And then what do you feel about like Drake taunting the players? How do you feel about that?
Dude, I don't like Drake taunting the players, man. It's like he's no exception.
Yeah.
You know? Guy's not even American. He's freaking Canadian. So I mean, like, it's like I get the antics and I know the NBA lets it slide because
Marketing,
yeah, yeah. That's really what it is, you know, taunting fans. But like, if you would have any other person on the court, because he's not like sitting there talking, he's like
in there.
He's in there. Like his shoes are stepping on the court.
Damn.
Like, you can't be doing that.
Talking shit. It's all like mental, trying to get in people's minds. Like,
yeah.
Because basketball, all sports is all psychology. So if you talk bad about the best player in the other team, the opposing team, you know, you could ruin their momentum.
Yeah,
they could be thinking about something else, not the game. And
unless you're Kobe.
Oh,
then you're just going to get bit by the Black Mamba.
Yeah.
You're just going to get struck.
A lot of people don't have that assassin's mentality, you know? Like, oh, you're talking shit? Okay, like, I'm going to go at you. Like, get you.
Yeah. Dude, you know what you were saying about 6'5", Allen Iverson? Mm-hmm. Talk to me more about that.
Yeah, like, if I, like Kobe said, like, if Allen Iverson was, like, 6'5", you know? And this is a bit taller, you know? It would've been wraps for a lot of guys because that guy was small, but he had heart. But if he was just bigger, it would've been over.
Over? Like, so you're telling me if Allen Iverson was 6'5", he would've been able to beat Shaq and Kobe in the finals?
Probably.
By himself?
Probably.
Dang, because Shaq and Kobe was a staple.
Yeah.
That they left in the NBA. But Allen Iverson could've taken him by himself if he was 6'5".
If it, yeah, when it was like the Pistons, like when he was in, with the Pistons, right?
No, it was with the 76ers.
76ers.
Yeah, he took the 76ers to the finals by himself.
Yeah, like if he was just a little taller, man, then wraps.
It was just, well, how tall is LeBron? He's what, 6'7"?
Yeah, like 6'7".
So if he had if he was like LeBron's height, not even his body, but it was just
6'4".
6'4", 6'5"?
Yeah.
So it would have been over?
Been over.
Yeah, because the thing about Allen Iverson, like he broke a lot of ankles, but then also like he wouldn't dunk a lot because he was, what, 6 feet?
Yeah, he could dunk, but he didn't want to like waste his energy. That's the last time I heard about it. Like, you know, when you dunk and you're jumping really high, you're going to get tired.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, Allen, like most guys in the NBA can dunk, like Steve Nash. A lot of people thought he couldn't dunk, but that guy can dunk.
I didn't think he could dunk. I did not think he could dunk at all. I mean, he doesn't look like the type.
Yeah, but...
But he could.
Yeah, he could dunk, yeah.
Yeah, Steve Nash, though, it's a lot. That's one thing, like, a lot of people overlook. Mm-hmm. Him, his, like I said, his pick and rolls. Like, if you want a playmaker, that's him.
Yeah, like, he has, like, a good basketball IQ, you know? Like, he knows how to read the defense. He knows how to set plays. He knows when to pass it. So, yeah, that guy's very smart.
Just pick away the team. Yeah. You were saying that he could have been pro in soccer?
Yeah, he was also good in soccer. Like, he could have made the Canadian soccer team, you know?
Yeah.
But...
He's from Canada?
Yeah.
Dang, I didn't know that.
But who wants to play for Team Canada soccer?
You know, that's a joke. It's still better than Trinidad and Tobago. Ow, savage.
Bro. Maybe, like, hockey. Because a lot of Canadians know how to play hockey, but...
Yeah.
Like, soccer for Team Canada? That's a joke. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Hey, you know what's not a joke, though? They're freaking syrup. Ow, Sammy. That's the business.
Maple syrup.
No, hey, they're human rights? That's the business. Oh, man. At least they treat people fair there.
For real.
Like, yeah, does their team suck? Absolutely. You know? But at the end of the day, like, they'll give you a hot plate if you're unemployed. They'll give you medical care and all that stuff.
But, I hear, bro.
Yeah.
If you're broke in America, good luck.
Yeah. Nah, man. Okay, straight up, I don't care what anybody says, this country is founded on two things. On green and red. It's on blood and it's on money. Facts. Change my mind. This country is not founded on freedom. It's founded on blood and it's founded on money. Anything will back that up. But anyways, let's go back to the NBA. I'm not trying to give no history lessons to anybody out there. But
yeah, so... Yeah, man, like, the NBA season, like, it shocked a lot of people. But the crazy part around January, I told a couple of my friends, hey, man, the Raptors are going to win the finals. And then, hey, bro, you stupid as fuck. Literally, like, they're like, hey, man, you're stupid as hell. I'm like, bro, watch.
And then what happened?
A few weeks later, after they won. Like, no, the same day. Hey, man, how did you know?
The second... KD got hurt again, and then Klay got hurt. I was like, the Raptors are gonna win.
Yeah, like a lot.
I already knew.
Yeah, like the NBA, man. Like injuries can change a lot of things.
Well, let's talk about Derrick Rose.
Yeah,
Rose, man. A good one. Yeah. What could he have been if he wasn't injured? What could he really have been?
Derrick Rose could have been like easily like. Man, that guy was young. He won MVP after his second year rookie season?
Yeah, he won rookie and MVP. First or second year?
I think his second year he won MVP first and then MVP second year. But yeah, that guy, like, he was explosive. He'll come at you and he played 100% every game. So if it was against like a weak team, he's still going hard. Because that was his mentality. You know, I'm going to score. I'm going to help. I'm going to be a team player, you know. I'm going to respect everyone and I'm going to work hard.
Yeah, and he got injured. Derrick Rose. Yeah, what would have happened? What would you have foreseen if he was healthy?
Man, that guy was healthy, man. Like, he'd been dangerous. Dangerous.
Yes.
Because he's getting respect by veterans, you know. They're respecting him because he goes hard. You know, he plays with his heart. A lot of guys now don't play with heart.
No, they just play lazy. You know, like Giannis. Giannis. Yeah, you know, he's good. He's really good. You know, he's a center, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's solid, but I mean, he's kind of a goof too, though. He plays like a kid.
Yeah, he's one of those players who could be on and off. Like, if you give him the momentum and he has the confidence that game, he's gonna win. He's gonna probably score 30 plus. You know, but if you get into him, you know, like when Drake was getting into his head talking shit and all that, they ruined him. A lot of players, you know, don't have that, like we said earlier, the assassin's mentality that Kobe had in Jordan. Yeah. That mentality was like, okay, I'm here to do one job and it's to destroy you. So if you're not going to make me better, I can't be around you. And that's the thing, like, those players are different compared to, like, LeBron's and, you know, Dwayne Wade's. You know, those guys are just naturally good. But Kobe and Jordan, they have different mindsets. You know, like, I scored, like, 30. Nah, man. I need to score 50 the next game. Like, there's never, like, fulfillment, you know? Like, I need to be better, you know? And that's a good mentality. Like, there's this one video I've seen. It's, like, Kobe, like, talking shit about, talking shit to his teammates during practice. Yeah. And some people are like, oh, he's wrong for that. But in my opinion, you know, when you play with great people, they want the best out of you. So it's not to pit you down. It's to make you better.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're, if it's like in anything you do in life, you know, if you have that one person who's slowing you down and you keep telling them and they're not listening, then you probably have to, like, cuss at them or, yeah, you know, do
something. You'd be like, hey, man, stop shooting bricks. Obviously, you shot three in a row and you missed. Mm-hmm. Drive it in or pass the ball.
Exactly. Or if you don't, like, or we'll get someone else. Kobe was just very cutthroat, and a lot of people didn't like him.
Yeah.
Because of that. Even Jordan, you know, was very cutthroat, you know.
And, but you have to do that.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. That's what happens when you're good.
Yeah. Because, like, if anybody 1v1 Kobe, it was over.
Yeah.
Like, you were going to get shot on. Do you remember that clip when he dunked on someone? Mm-hmm. I forgot what team it was. I don't know if it was Orlando Magic.
Oh, that
I
think was Dwight Howard.
Yeah, dude, freaking nutsacked him. Dude, that was dunked on the dunker.
He teabagged him, man.
Yeah, that was sick. That was sick. Dwight Howard.
7-footers. Fool's dunking on 7-footers.
Slimy footer. Balls to the dome. This is probably literally how it went. This is Dwight Howard, and this is Kobe's balls.
That's like that, bad, bro.
It probably hit his lips.
Bro, that's hella bad.
That's historically accurate.
Kobe was an animal, bro. I don't care what he said. Do I think Kobe's better than LeBron overall? Yes. Like, it's not like you could debate about it, but I think Kobe has, like, he's better.
Yeah, like, his stats were, like, LeBron's stats are higher, mm-hmm. but. Remember, Kobe was out because of his injury.
Yes.
That's the main reason why.
Injuries, man, that can make you or can ruin you. Majority of the time, it can ruin you. Especially if you're a high athlete, like a high elite professional athlete. Like, you're done.
Yeah.
It's like Derrick Rose, man. Like we said earlier, if that guy was this 100% healthy,
been
wrapped. And he just pushed himself way too hard, like. I kind of blame, like, the medical staff in the Chicago Bulls is like, hey, man, like, his, like, therapist, like,
take a day off, like, take a game off.
You need to be easy, man. Stop going too hard. You know, relax. Like,
or, like, at least eat a protein shake or something, because exactly. Fuck. Yeah, because Derrick Rose, man, fuck. That guy was, I would, imagine that guy in your face. No way.
Yeah, he's just going to destroy you.
Yeah, if he's not running through you, he's going to break your ankles.
Yeah.
And then what? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. And then Tracy McGrady. Remember, there was an interview that they interviewed Kobe. They're like, what's the greatest player that you've ever faced and in your eyes? And of course, you know, people were going to think LeBron James, right?
Yeah.
But if you see footage, there's footage of, like, LeBron having the ball when he was with the Cavaliers and Kobe just picked it out of his hands.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, LeBron is good, but whenever it was like LeBron versus Kobe. Kobe would take it and just. I think there was one where LeBron was trying to block him, and then Kobe shoots a three on his face and he makes it and they win the game. Mm. Like, that, those little things, like, broke LeBron.
Yeah, because, like, they have different mindsets. You know, LeBron uses his body to his advantage. You know, he's really strong, and if you're in LeBron's way, he's gonna drive through you.
Yeah.
Kobe uses his mind and his, you know, and his skills. So he's like, okay, so you're trying to guard me this way, all right? So I'm gonna dribble, I'm gonna cross you, and then I'm gonna go pass you real quick. You know, LeBron depends on his body. So there's different, like, fundamentals and skills. They're all good in different ways. Yeah. So Kobe's a better shooter. You know, LeBron is probably a better driver, and probably a better defender than Kobe.
Yeah.
But they're just different dudes.
Yeah. But Tracy McGrady, though. Yeah. Kobe had said, if Tracy McGrady, man, gave me the most trouble.
Yeah, out of all the players. Was good. Really good.
T-Mac.
Yep.
And another one too, injuries.
Injuries, man. Messed them up. It's like Yao Ming. Like, if you were like, oh, Yao Ming is a joke. Nah, that dude was actually good from China.
Okay, clowning Shaq.
Yep.
Just punking on him. Just getting in his mind, just smacking the fuck out of him. Letting the ball fucking hit his bald head.
I seen a video like a couple weeks ago of those, like, those highlights where Shaq thought it would be easy for him to just score because he can and play himself.
Yeah,
but you know, Yao just blocked him. Like, I believe it was like two or three times in a row.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that video.
You know what I'm talking about?
When he was the Rockets. Yeah.
Yep.
And then Shaq, and then I see Yao Ming, boink. Fucking punks.
Yeah, man. That's the thing I like about basketball, like in soccer. Like, it's a universal sport.
Yeah, you know? It is.
So, you know, you got someone from the middle of Spain, like, playing basketball, and then you got a kid in the village of, like, Nigeria playing ball, you know? That's the thing about sports. Like, it doesn't matter what race you are, you know, or what you believe
in. Talent,
and gifts. Like, it's universal, man. At the end of the day, it comes back to, like, sports.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I heard that. I know. So here's this big debate, right? So a lot of people say that the new guys would beat the old guys easy. Now, what do you think about that? Do you think that's 100% true, or do you think that's partially true or not true?
I think it's true because a lot of guys now have the technology and they have advantages. Like LeBron, if he used to play back then, a lot of the NBA guys back then were really old.
Yeah.
So dudes are still true. In their prime. They're still playing ball at 36.
Yeah.
Now it doesn't work like that because, you know, like people's body changes over time, you know, evolution and all that. But a lot of dudes now would dominate back then. Like Kobe, he would be hard guard back then. The thing about the NBA back then, it was more physical and there was more like, you can get away with a lot of things, you know, like you could push a ref or.
Like, did you see those brawls like with Charles Barkley and like.
Shaq?
And Shaq and.
He threw the ball
in there. Oh, yeah. Freaking dunked, freaking nutsack, and then pushed them.
Yeah, and then Charles Barkley got mad and then threw the ball in his head.
Yeah. And then also like when Larry Bird would give. Oh, Dennis Rodman, that guy always got in fights.
That
guy was a nutcase, bro.
But he was on drugs, bro. He was using coke in the 80s.
Like, yeah.
While playing. That's crazy, man.
Dennis Rodman was crazy.
He was talented. Don't get me wrong. That guy was talented. You know, but he let, like...
Nut job.
He let, like, a lot of, like, things get to him, you know, like... He let, like, his personal life get to him while playing basketball.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to let that happen.
He started acting out because then he started coloring his hair, piercing his nose.
Yeah.
Dude, there was even a video of him wearing a wedding dress.
Hey, man. It's what he likes.
Weird Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman, weird. Bro. Dennis Rodman.
Weirdo.
I think he bleached his lips.
Yeah. Oh. And then he gave himself like a bull nose piercing.
Yeah, that guy.
Weirdo.
Drugs, man. Like, I'm telling you, like, this is the thing. Like, hard drugs will do that to you. You know? So don't do drugs at all.
No, hell no. There's no way. Like, you don't win from it. That's just true.
You know, like, you start wilding out. You know, start wilding.
Hey, do you think they should bring back the Sonics? Not replace it, but bring back the team.
Yeah, they should. Because Seattle's a big market and people over there have money. And it would make sense to bring it back. But the thing is, like, the owner, like, the OKC owner... Move to Oklahoma because, you know, obviously, like, taxes and all that. Because if you're in Oklahoma, you could say this to the city. Hey, like, I'm going to move my team here, but you need to lower my taxes and you need to work with me. And I don't think it's really like that in Seattle, you know. Maybe, like, for example, like, the Supersonics were getting taxed hard. But then Oklahoma's like, hey, come here. We'll hook it up. Just provide jobs and make the economy better. So... OKC, like, the Thunder is a big, like, it provides a lot of jobs over there.
Yeah.
So, I believe, like, they should bring it back, but I don't think they will.
Would they have to create another, would they have to create two teams to equal out the playoffs? Or, because how does that work with teams? Like, no, how do they fit it in the roster, in the brackets and all that?
So I believe each conference, like, has 8 teams.
Okay.
No, 4 teams.
Okay.
You know, so it has, like, 4 teams. So then if it's, like, let's say it's a Western Conference, it has a Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
And then, got the names.
Oh, so they would have to, like, bounce it out
They'll
again?
Have to bounce it. So it'll probably have to be, like, so right now there's 32 teams in the NBA?
I think so.
32, yeah, there is 32.
So they'd have to be like 34 or something in the game.
They have to be like 36.
Oh, 36.
So they have to provide 4 new teams.
That would be sick, bro.
Yeah, it would be really sick, you know, but no one has the money to do that. And plus it wouldn't be 82 games. It'll have to be like 90 something. So they have to increase the games. And plus it'll benefit the NBA because they'll make more money.
Yeah. If they brought the Sonics back,
yeah,
they'll give me a fucking jersey.
Yeah.
Those
jerseys are low-key hard to find too.
Yeah. Those are old school. Mm-hmm. Those are classics. Those are, you know, to see a Sean Kemp jersey.
Yeah, you want an original Sean Kemp jersey, you're paying money. I'm not talking about like a replica. I'm talking about a real stitch one. You're gonna pay something.
Yeah, I also with the with what's his name? Gary Payton, an OG a Seattle Supersonics jersey. You're paying $400-500.
Easy.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no way around that. You know, I have an original jersey, right?
Yeah.
For the Bulls. Yeah.
Dang, Jordan.
I have an original one. Shit's like $400.
Dang, you don't wear it?
Mm-mm. I wear it sometimes, but I have to be really careful about it though.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have it in there though.
You get it dry clean, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I've only worn it a couple times, but when I wear it though, I put a shirt under.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't.
That's good, bro. Like me, I only own one jersey. It was a Drew Brees jersey.
Okay.
A long time ago.
I have that one. I have a Seattle Mariners, an OG Seattle Mariners jersey. But it's like the ones with the Mariners, like with the M.
Oh, yeah,
like
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It was, what's his name? I have it in the closet.
Is he a Japanese guy?
No, it's not Ichiro.
Oh, okay.
It's the older guys. I forgot his name. I'd have to look at the back of the thing, but I like that jersey. I didn't like too much though, because like it was just kind of uncomfortable. But the Bulls jersey I have, and then I have an original Sean Alexander Seattle Seahawks jersey stitched. I have an OG one.
Bro, like jerseys is like, that's a good investment, especially if it's signed.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. Mine's not signed, but yeah, my Michael Jordan jersey is really, really like it's stitched. I'll show it to you.
Right.
But yeah, I don't wear it though, but it's a collectible. I have it as a collectible because I'm not trying to get that shit dirty.
Yeah, you don't want to be wearing nice things and getting that shit dirty.
Or worse, getting fucking robbed.
Damn, for real, man.
Yeah, but that jersey's fucking sick. But like I said, if the Sonics came back, I would get one.
Yeah, that would be a decent team. Though they already have a fan base, like a strong fan base, even though they're not in existence, but... Yeah, like OKC. Yeah, they're good. Speaking about OKC, how do you feel about Russell Westbrook and the Mets?
Man, fuck that fool. Fool sucks. I'm sorry. He's statistically good, but he sucks. In my opinion, he sucks. Now, I'm stating no facts, but Westbrook is on and off, inconsistent, and has an attitude problem. Like, last I remember, look, let me ask you this. When was the last time you saw OKC in the conference?
When they had Durant?
Yes. Now Westbrook, Durant. That's bad. Durant. If you're really that good, you're gonna at least push it to the conference. Now I get it. One man can't carry the whole team. I get it. Except unless you're Allen Iverson. But if you're really that good, you can at least make a solid presence in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You can't do it.
The dude worries about stats more than winning.
Just like James Harden.
Yeah, bro. Like. The Houston Rockets, bro, I'm sorry, man. This is what they need to do for them to be better. They need to trade Capella, and they're going to save a lot of money. They overpaid that guy.
Yeah.
They paid him a lot of money.
That I don't know.
You know,
he doesn't even sound like a good player.
Capella, man, like, he's the center, the tall guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's terrible, man. Like, I'm just sorry, man. You know, I was like, whatever, you know, the Rockets, you know, they're not doing okay, you know, like... They're outnumbered by the Warriors. But now you have two healthy guys. You have James Harden.
Chris Paul.
And these guys are going to work. And Tucker. You know, these are like, yeah, three guys basically, and you still lose to the Warriors without Kevin Durant.
That's embarrassing.
That's bad, bro.
That's pack your bags and go home, son.
That's bad, bro. Because last year they were like, oh well, they didn't have Chris Paul and it was just James Harden against the Warriors. Nah, now like they didn't have Durant, which is, he played a
and they role. Had help. And they still didn't do shit. Why? They don't play defense.
They don't play defense and they worry about scoring more than winning. Because, you know, the NBA now, it's this thing I hate about pro sports. It's all about ego.
It's all about marketing and stuff like that. But, like, the thing is, like, I know it's a business, but you got to win, man.
Yeah, you got to
fucking win. People like winners.
Yeah, winners get paid.
Yes.
Winners get paid. So, if you're in a team of winners and you go and you get traded to a different team and they try to negotiate you, like, $6 million, you could be like, for like a year, you could be like, nah, I'm worth $12 million. So you could double it because you're a winner. You know, if you're a loser, yeah, you got to take the $6 million because you have no experience. But winners get paid.
I say like, I'd rather be on the winning team because like eventually your market goes up. Like,
yeah,
bro, like you see this ring, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Versus like, oh yeah, I'm averaging 40 points a game, but I'd never fucking won the conference.
Yeah, like it's bad, man. It's really bad. So the Rockets is what they need to do. They need to trade Capella and they need to fire Mark D'Antoni.
Oh, the head coach?
Yes.
Because Mark D'Antoni, who was he the coach for before?
I think it was the Knicks or something.
I've heard that name.
Yeah.
D'Antoni. Yeah.
I believe it was the Knicks or the Nuggets. One of those teams.
Okay, let me ask you this. In your eyes, who's the worst team in the West? And who's the worst team in the East?
The West.
It's a hard one. Like, the team just sucks ass. They're just trash.
We're talking about, like, currently or the past?
Currently. They're just, like, garbage.
Right now, the worst team in the West is Pelicans. Like, right now.
In the West?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know the Pelicans were in the West.
They were.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder they got Zion.
Yeah, so in the West, the Pelicans are the worst. And then the East, it's the Knicks. The Knicks have all this
dude, money. Dude, I forgot about them. That's when you know they're bad. That they're a team, bro.
That's embarrassing.
The Knicks. Oh, yeah, they suck.
Bro, that team is terrible. Like, you have all this money. You have the nicest facility, and you're still losing games?
Come on, dog. I forgot about that team, dude.
The owner needs to sell the team. He doesn't even know what he's doing. The Knicks, bro.
Dude, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Dude, that's funny.
And then
you're like,
the Pelicans, bro, they're gonna be good, bro. They have a lot of young guys, you know, and they have
their time isn't now, but like the next 4 years, they're gonna make a presence.
Do I think the Pelicans will go to the playoffs? If the Pelicans go to the playoffs this coming season, it won't really surprise me.
Really?
Because you have Ingram who goes to work.
That's
always
right.
Plays hard. That guy plays hard. I don't know why they traded him. You know, they have him.
Who's in charge of, like, trading for the Lakers and all that?
It's their GM, Robert Pelinka.
Yeah, because I was like, Ingram's, like, statistically not high up there, but he plays with heart, though.
Yeah, that guy just goes at you, you know? But the other thing, he's inconsistent.
Yeah.
So,
He'll get it eventually, though.
Yeah, he's still young, really young. And then you got Lonzo. How do you feel about Lonzo, man?
No! How would I feel? What do I know?
Damn.
Look, all I say is his performance speaks for itself. Although, one thing I must say, he always has a nice haircut every time he plays.
Lonzo, man.
Like, you know, does he look cool on when they take pictures? Yeah, probably. You know what he's good at? He's good at passing.
Yeah, he's a good passer. This is what Lonzo needs to work on. He plays good defense. He knows how to pass. He could dribble. He needs to work on
shooting.
This is a thing that also that's like messing up Lonzo. Self-confidence. He's overthinking shit.
Not only that, a lot of people clown on him.
No, he got to just play, man. If I was like, someone needs to tell him. I know he hears it a lot, I bet. But he just needs to do.
It's probably from his dad, too. LaVar Ball.
That guy's a good marketing genius. I don't care what anyone says. I think he's one of the best marketing geniuses like right now.
Is he a tool? Maybe. But you know what's not a tool? His marketing strategy. Remember when he said on live TV, he's like, I'll 1v1 and beat Michael Jordan. Obviously, everybody
he
knew.
He knows that.
He knows that. But people were like got mad. They're like, not even. And then what happened? He became relevant.
Banking, bro. That dude became rich because he's a smart marketer. Yeah. And he marketed his whole family. That's the best thing. You market yourself and your family.
They had the old, his all, like LaMelo, LaVar, what's his name? Lonzo, and who's the third one?
What's his name?
The one who stole from China or whatever?
Oh, the Gucci shades.
Yeah. What's his name? The third son. LaMelo, Lonzo, Lou. And D'Angelo?
No.
Oops, straight up made that up.
Something, I forgot, bro.
Yeah, I know, me too.
I know who exactly.
Yeah. But that third one. Anyways, it's probably not relevant now. But yeah, the third one.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. So, let me ask you this. If you had, like, to pick an all-star team right now, who would it be? Like, you can pick, like, your center. You can pick your forward. Mm-hmm. You can pick your small forward. You can pick your shooting guard. You can pick your point guard. Who's your starting five?
Starting five. That's a hard one. With everyone healthy?
Everyone healthy.
Okay.
Everyone healthy.
So at the one, I'll have Steph Curry at point guard.
Dude, that guy, man, he shoots half court and looks away. Mm-hmm. And he makes it.
The two, Klay Thompson, for sure.
The shooting guard. That guy can shoot, man.
Klay Thompson. For a small forward, I would have Kawhi Leonard.
Fuck.
For the four, like, I would have LeBron James. And for center, I would have Anthony Davis.
If you had that team,
dangerous.
It wouldn't even be dangerous. It'd be raps.
It would be a joke, bro. Just killing teams. If that was the case.
Anthony Davis, LeBron, Klay, Steph, and then you said the other person was
Kawhi Leonard.
Bro, that would be over.
It would.
It wouldn't even. It would be no contest.
Teams better just forfeit.
You know that rule they have in basketball, the mercy rule. I think that's what will happen.
I don't even have that in pros, bro.
Really?
That's like young kids shit.
Yeah, they'd probably be like, you know what?
Some high
school
shit.
They'd be like, the score would be like 80-24.
Bro, I remember this. This is bad. I remember like when I was younger. This is like my freshman year. I was playing ball and we beat a team like so bad, and they were talking shit. And I was like, bro, you guys have more fouls than points. Come on.
Dude, that's embarrassing.
Beat these teams bad, bro. And their coaches were pissed. You know, obviously you beat a team like that at home.
You beat them there?
And the coach was like, to our coach, yeah, you guys have class.
Oh, all salty?
All salty. You know, and it's just the thing about sports is like, if you're playing someone, they're still being nice in the athletics, man. Like, I'm a competitive person. You know, if we start to lose, and if it's myself, like if I start missing shots, I'm gonna be like, okay, I need to stop shooting. I need to start driving in. Cause we all have those like off days.
Cause you want
to
win.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we have the off days where we're not making our points and shit.
Yeah, and it happens. But if you're hot, they pass the ball. Like, I know one thing I used to do, mm-hmm. is like when I played ball, mm-hmm. In middle school, I wasn't that good in my opinion. Like, I really wasn't. And I say that because I was always getting fouled out. Mm. But when I would play, though, if I had an opportunity, I would take it. I wasn't really much of a shooter. I would drive it in and go for the layup. But if I ever got blocked,
yeah,
or if I was ever covered, I would see somebody open. Ooh, pass it, money. Like, did we win? Absolutely. Did I get the points? No.
It's all good. That's teamwork. You know, like, at the end of the day, people need to remember this. Yeah, you scored 40 points, but did you guys win?
No. You got fucking smacked.
That's the thing about NBA. You know, Russell Westbrook is scoring like 40-something, 30-something points, but they're losing to bummy teams like the Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh, losing to scrubs.
You know, like, you shouldn't be losing teams like that. You should be like, all right, I'm going to chill out. I'm gonna pass the ball around so we could win.
Yeah.
You know, and another thing, speaking about blocking shit, you know, if I get blocked and stuff, it makes me go hard. I'm like, all right, I got a block. I need to recover.
Yeah.
You know, let me play hard. Let me play better defense because I got blocked.
Yeah.
You know, and it, the thing about adversity, like going, like failing and stuff, like getting blocked or whatever it is in life, you gotta like see it for the moment, analyze it, and be like, oh, okay, I need to change this about what I'm doing. Okay, it's too crowded in there. All right, I need to step out and see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, because basketball is a team sport. Like, all sports is a team besides if you're playing golf or tennis.
Yeah.
You know, that's individual, but all other sports, like, if you want to win, it takes a team to win.
But it's funny you say that because, like, in certain games or in certain, like, sports, you have to have an assassin's mentality. Like, you have to be a killer. Like, for example, when I play tennis, killer mode.
Yeah.
Like, I would get in the guy's face. I would be like, yeah, you suck or whatever, right? And he'd be like, oh, fuck you. I'm like, well, do something about it. You're losing. You're trailing. You're trailing. I'm beating you 5-2 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Show me what's up. Sure enough, they get all mad. Miss. Be like, you suck. Go home. Oh, don't help. Don't worry. I'll help you pack your bags.
Damn.
And then, but then once the game's over, yeah, good game. You know, because there's nothing personal. I just want to win.
Exactly. You know, so, like, this is the thing about sports. It's like, it's all it's all linked to psychology. Mindset.
Yeah.
You know, you start talking shit to the other opponent. Hey, man, you suck. You're garbage, bro. Look at you. Man, like, it's all fun. Like, talking shit in sports is kind of fun, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends. There's a limit, you know. You don't want to talk about people's mamas and girlfriends.
Yeah, there's a limit.
I used to do that in sports, you know. Like, we'll play, you know, and we'll beat a team, and the other team is talking shit. I'm like, bro, like, look at your mom. You're sorry. Garbage, bro. Like, look at yourself. Like,
your mom. Fuck.
You know, like,
damn.
I'm competitive, man. Like, yeah. I'm like, bro, like, knock it off. The thing is, like, you have to have the assassin mentality in sports, you know? It's either you win or you lose. At the end of the day, if you lose, you don't move on to the next, like, game. For example, my senior year, man, I remember we lost a team that was not better than us. Called Mira Mesa High School.
How'd you guys lose to them?
So basically, there was like, there was 6 seconds left of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And we were up one. So the freshman dude that started in our team basically gave the guy space. And the guy dribbled, he put it between his legs, and then shot the ball and it went in.
Ooh, that's a tough break.
And then fucking whoever was doing the clock didn't stop the clock in time. So then time was still running. I don't know why the hell they did that. And then basically the ref called game. And there was like 2 seconds left. Which 2 seconds in basketball is a lot.
Yeah.
Like a second is a lot. You could still do something with 1 second.
Yeah, all you can do is just throw a half court and then bang.
Yeah, and then shoot it. Like, people like gotta remember, like, especially high school, like, 2 seconds is a lot. 3 seconds is a lot in basketball. So then they called game, and then we could have went to the CIF game, which is like playing at USD, the University of San Diego, in that big arena. You know, but you know, we had guys that were selfish.
Oh, because I was gonna say, if they were not better than you, you shouldn't have been up 1 point, you know? You should have been beating them like 10, 15 points.
Exactly, but they played as a team.
Oh, that's that.
You know, they're communicating. Right. Hey, switch with me. Hey, he's going past. All right, I need help.
That's like the testimony right there. Like you were the better team, but because they played like a team, not like a bunch of individuals, gets lost.
You know, so a guy in their team falls up. Two guys run to pick him up. That's teamwork. You okay? Let's go. You know,
your team didn't have that?
Our team didn't have that because a lot of dudes in the team had egos. You know, and we weren't like,
there was no chemistry.
There was no chemistry. It was like pretty much like one dude had the green light where he could do what he wants. And what happened, man? No CIF. And then our girls made it to CIF, which is good, but we didn't. So we've been like, the girls would have made it and we would have made it CIF. Because all we had to do was play that team and then play Valley Center, which it's an easy team to beat, I'm pretty sure.
And you guys would have won the CIF?
And I don't know about win because they had a TJ Leaf who plays for the Indiana Pacers.
Oh, oof. Yeah.
We could have beat... We could, honestly, bro, if we really pushed it, we could have beat them.
But the thing is, like...
It's a rotation, you know?
Yeah, the thing is, though, like... Because there was no teamwork, though.
Teamwork.
That's it, bro. Like, doesn't matter if you got the fucking best player on planet Earth. 5 versus 1 is not going to happen.
Yeah, that's not going to work, man.
You have to play as a team.
Exactly. So, CIF, man. I'm still mad to this day. Not mad, but sometimes I think I'm like, damn. But it's all good, you know? It's a life learning lesson.
Yeah.
Because now if I play basketball or do anything in life, I got to be like, okay, I can't do it. Like... This is the thing that I don't like. There's no such thing as a self-made person. Because everyone needs help in the process. Of whether it comes to business. When we say self-made, people mean business. Most of the time. Or success, whatever you define success.
Yeah.
But self-made is like... I don't believe in that term. Because it takes like a village to raise a child, you know. It takes a lot of people to help you, you know. So if you have your first business, you need help from your friends. Like, hey, man, I need help with this. Or, hey, what is your advice? What is your take? You know what I mean? Like, what should I do if I was in your shoes? And that's how you make it. Because it's not, you know, you need help, basically.
Yeah.
You know, like they say Kylie Jenner is a self-made billionaire.
Nah.
No, she's not a self-made billionaire. She got help. Like, I'm not hating or anything, but she got help. You know, she had the funds, you know. She had $1 million and a whole team to make her makeup and package it. You know, a whole, like, inventory team. A whole marketing team. You know, it takes a whole team to build something. And people don't realize, like, it doesn't take one person.
It takes a lot of people.
You know?
Yeah. You know, man, I'm still on the fact about, like, your basketball team. But for me, I could have gone to state for tennis, but I sprained my ankle. Because I was putting... So when I started playing... So here's the thing. When I was in high school, I played soccer my first 3 years. And don't get me wrong, I was good. But out of favoritism, like I never got to be a starter. Like I was always on the team, but I wasn't a starter. Yeah. And don't get me wrong, our team went to state. They did do all that. But for me, I was like, and our team was good. You know, we went to state. Did we win it? No. But we were back to back to back to back to back, though. We were consistent. We had made a name for ourselves. In that, I was like, okay, like, you know, I've already given 3 years of my school.
Yeah, basically.
To this. And I'm just, I have a uniform. Yeah, like the girls want it. Yeah, but what the hell? I'm not playing. That's what I really want. So then my senior year, I chose to play tennis. And check this out. At that time, I only had 3 years of experience in tennis. And this was pickup games. I was using like those cheapy rackets from Big Five. I tried out for the team. Became number one.
In the state?
No, for the team. Oh. In a week.
Oh, shit.
I was like, I knew what I was capable of. And I was like, I want to play your best player. And they're like, you're going to have to do tryouts. I'm like, nah, man. I want to play your best player.
Yeah.
I remember him. His name was Oscar Medina. And he was a regional champ from Tempe, Arizona. I beat him.
Well, what university do you go to?
Well, this was in high school, but he was in Tempe, Arizona. But he was like the regional, like, so you know how like there's county champs? So
he's
a tennis champ there and for doubles. I played him. Smacked him 6-2, 6-2.
Damn.
So my coach is like, I think you're a fluke. I'm like, okay, cool. I was like, put me whoever, it doesn't matter when and where. I don't give a fuck. And you know why? Because after practice, I would stay till the sun went down.
Shit.
So practice was like 2 hours. So we would practice from 2:30 to 4:30. And then I would go get food and then come back like at 5-ish. And then I'd leave home at 7.
Yeah, man.
That was every day, though.
You're putting in time. You know, you got to invest in yourself.
Yeah.
You know, like Kobe said, there's this interview he had with Lewis Howes, and it's like talking about like 5 a.m. So guys, you know how professional athletes like going to parties and basically, you know, what they do after and shit. So Kobe was like, Kobe has the mindset of winning. That's the crazy part. People think crazy if you always want to win.
That's not crazy. Crazy is some people always think that. Yeah.
Some people think that, and that's like failures, you know. People like losers. Losers believe like winning all the time is crazy. So Kobe has that mindset wherever he goes. I need to win. So then he told his like teammates, hey, like, I'll go with you guys to drink and all that. You know, it's all good.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I seen that. Yeah.
And then he went to drink with them. And you know, Kobe always wakes up at 5 in the morning. I think he still does.
Yeah. Every day.
Every day.
He would even practice before the game.
Yep. 3 hours before the game. Shooting game shots. So then he woke him up at 5 in the morning banging the door. And they're like, what are you doing, man? It's hella early. What the hell are you doing? He was like, all right, I drank with you guys last night. Now you guys are going to follow us. So now guys are pissed because, you know, a lot of dudes are hungover.
Yeah.
They're like, come on, man. Like, nah.
Nah.
And then Kobe's like, all right, check this out. It's either you come with me or there's going to be a consequence. And guys need to remember this. Pro athletes, it's all business. So if the top athlete in the team says, hey, I don't want this guy, get rid of him, they'll get rid of his ass.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of the players know more than GMs.
Keeping it real. Yeah.
Just like LeBron, what he did with the Lakers, man. Traded everyone.
Yeah. That was him. It wasn't the gym. It was him.
It was him.
It's like, hey, man, check it. These guys aren't putting in work.
It's like, these guys are scrubs. Get them out of here. For real, man. Like, hey, I need winners in this team, man. I don't need guys who are in their feelings. That's what happened with the Lakers, bro. Everyone got in their feelings as soon as LeBron was like, hey, I want to get Davis. Basically,
yeah.
He didn't say it.
Yeah, and you can't blame him. It's business.
It's all business.
This is the first time ever that he's never been in the playoffs. That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he said, if I'm not on the team, you guys aren't shit. And what happened? It was true.
Yeah, and then dudes got in their feelings. They're like, oh, F LeBron trying to get rid of me. But you're not putting in work. You're going to get traded.
It's a job.
That's it.
They're paying you millions of dollars for a reason.
Yep.
But yeah, it's... Like you said, it's that assassin's mentality. Yeah. You put in the work, you're going to get results. So,
yeah.
So, like, you know how I was telling you about that, right? So 2 hours and 2 hours. So, that's 4 hours a day, right? Mm-hmm. So, 2 sessions every day. Mm-hmm. Even on my days, even, like, when we didn't have practice on the weekends, I would play with my coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do this. How should I do this better? Okay. First, we did the round robin with another town that we played. Fucking cleaned them. Beat them 6-0, 6-0. That's, in tennis, that's perfect. That's unheard of. Okay. And then, okay, so I was 1-0. Then we played, then we traveled 40 minutes to Yakima. Beat East Valley. 2-0. Then went to travel another hour to another city. 3-0. Then went here, 4-0. 5-0, 6-0. Then...
New state, huh?
Well, then I went to conferences, but because my ranking was so high, I got to play the scrub, so it was an easy win. So won districts, and then from there, regionals. This was my first year. If I had done it more, I probably would have. I don't know what would have happened.
I think it's the same thing with like me. Like, well, when I was growing up, when I was younger, I used to play like soccer, like from second grade all the way to eighth grade.
Bro, you would have killed it. You would have killed it.
And soccer to me was easy because you have all the space, you know, and it's... I grew up in an area, I played with good people, you know.
Yeah.
I played with a lot of like Hispanics who were really good at soccer and...
You picked it up?
I picked it up real quick.
Yeah.
You know?
Who knows? Now you probably would have killed it.
But then I like basketball more. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna stick with basketball. This is what I like more. I'm gonna do this. But if I was to play soccer and go to the right school, I could have gone far.
Yeah.
You gotta believe in yourself. You know, it's not people like confuse cockiness with confidence.
Yeah.
You know, so cockiness is like, hey, like I'm the best player in this court right now. And then when you play, you're not shit.
Yeah, that's cockiness.
And then confidence is like, okay, I feel like I'm the best one right here, and I'm gonna go to work. And then you go to work and you prove it. So there's a big difference. A lot of people confuse them, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, man. Like, sports is really fun. It's really healthy for you. So if you're not really...
It motivates you. That's one thing I love.
That's the thing I like about sports. You know, I could be in a bad mood and if I hear like sports talk, it could shift my mindset. So I'm like, oh, Skip Bayless is talking? What does this idiot know about sports?
Or Stephen A. Smith yelling again?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, Stephen A. Smith is like, this is the thing I like about these dudes. It's entertaining. That's the point. That's why they say these outrageous things. It's marketing, and it's entertaining. So they have mastered that part of marketing. You know, Stephen A. Smith, is he right all the time? No. This is what he said. The Toronto Raptors have no chance of winning the finals. And a few weeks later, I remember hearing this before the finals started. The Raptors won because Kevin Durant was injured. So now he's making excuses to back up what he said.
Yeah.
So you see, like, the thing about sports, it's like people are halfway in. Like, they're halfway dipping their leg in the water and they're fully not, you know? So it's like, it's a lot of biases and personal opinions. Me, I don't go by, obviously, like, personal opinions, like saying who you believe is the best, but I go off, like, stats the majority of the time.
And how they play.
And how they play.
Because you got some people that you're like, I don't like him, but he puts in work.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Patrick Beverley.
What team is he in?
He plays for the Clippers.
Okay, what about him?
So, he's one of those guys. You know that guy that gets really annoying when he's basically a good defender.
Okay.
And he knows how to guard taller players. He's not the tallest guy, but he knows how to guard LeBron and Kevin Durant, and they hate him because he grabs them. He's in them. Like, he doesn't like...
He's on their face.
He's in their face. He talks to them, talks shit about them in their face. Guys don't like that. Mm-hmm. It's like, what the hell? What the hell are you doing? Who are you? You suck. You know, like, what the hell? Stop touching me. Mm-hmm. He just gets at them. I didn't like him because I was like, man, this guy's annoying. But I was like, why is he annoying me? What he's doing is winning games. He's beating teams. I should actually respect this guy for doing that because he's getting to people's head. He's a good defender and he could provide value. Yeah. So I need to stop hating and I need to, like, take out my personal biases and basically, like take that out and be like, all right, this guy's a good defender. He knows how to guard people.
And you want him on your team.
And you want someone like that on your team. You know? So, yeah, like...
That's how I felt like with Draymond Green. I was like, man, why does this guy run his mouth so much? But then I was like, okay, where the hell did... Where did the in my feelings come from? I'm like, fuck that. And then I saw him put it in work. I was like, shit.
Yeah, Draymond Green's a really good player. Does he have a bad attitude? Yes. Does he do a lot? Does he fuck up the team? But what he does? Yes. But at the end of the day, you know, like, he's a good player.
Yeah. Puts in work.
He puts in work. He works hard. And he's not the tallest guy in the NBA. But he has heart. And, you know, heart can take you to many distances. You know, like, for example, school. You know, you study hard. You know, and you have the heart. And you're determined. You don't have to be the smartest guy. You just have to outwork everyone. That's the thing with anything in life, you know. If you could outwork anyone, you could win.
And we just wanted to end this episode with thanking you guys for listening to our NBA episode. This is the Millennial Times with Joakim Malou and Odell Osuna. Have a good day, you guys. Take it easy.
Gone.